I've had a most rare vision.
I am Russell T. Davis. I am the producer and the adapter of Midsummer Night's Dream on BBC One. People think I've rewritten this play. I haven't. This is the actual text. This is Oberon says, ill met by moonlight, proud Titania. It's all in there. Now for Hippolyta, our nuptialar draws on apace. Everything's in there. It's been slightly condensed. It's been whittled down to 90 minutes for BBC One. But it's the proper play. What I've done is bring my own take on it. I think sometimes the dream can be a little bit mild. Athens has been strengthened. That's often not the most exciting part of the play. I don't think you'll get many people come out of the theatre going, yeah, I'm Team Theseus. I'm Team Hippolyta. But you will with this version. I've strengthened them up without changing a single word.
Hippolyta, I wooed thee with my sword and won thy love doing thee injuries.
He's a dictator. She is a prisoner of war. That's literally from the text. So once you take that to it, you begin to see a version of A Midsummer Night's Dream that's perhaps a bit stronger than it normally is. Also, let's be honest, I'm making this for BBC One. I want it to be big. I want it to be bold. I want to get an audience in. I want kids to come and watch it.
Fond of this play? Was this the one for you to adapt?
It's the only one I would have done. I've always loved it. I was in it when I was 11. I was in it when I was 13. I was in it when I was 18. I directed when I was 21. I know it off by heart. This is kind of woven into my heart and bones, this thing. I just love this play.
Who are you?
Oh, I was Bottom when I was 11.
And I may hide my face. Let me play Thisbe too. Yeah? Now I'll speak in a monstrous little voice.
Pyramus, my lover dear.
My Thisbe dear.
Oh, Emily.
You've managed to gather around you an amazing cast. Wonderful. What a gift.
Wonderful. And we've kind of tried to reflect the roles in the casting. Like, you get the king and queen of the forest. So we've cast television royalty with Maxine Peake and Nonso Nosy as Oberon, who's amazing, properly regal performances. The mechanicals are funny. And we've got, like, cream of British comedy. The Bernard Cribbins, Richard Watts, Matt Lucas, Elaine Bates. It's glorious.
Bless thee, Bottom. Thou art translated.
Oh, Bottom. Thou art changed. What do I see on thee?
What do you see? You see an ass head of your own, do you?
You very famously worked on Doctor Who with one of the great actors of the RSC. Did you try to tempt Mr. Tennant to take part?
He wasn't free. I begged. I said, literally, that man, if I'd said I'm doing A Midsummer Night's Dream in 2025, I think he might have had a week off so he could have come and been a fairy in the background or something. We did talk about it. We talked a lot about the play together, but if only.
Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania.
My jealous Oberon.
My name's Maxine Peake. I play Titania, you know, the fairy queen, and she has an army. She's not to be messed with, I would say. Yeah. Strong and fierce.
Tarry, rash wanton. Am not I thy lord?
Oh, then I must be thy lady.
How does Russell T. Davies' A Midsummer Night's Dream differ to perhaps a more traditional production?
It's done as only Russell can do it. It's fun, it's irreverent. It's anarchic, but it's gripping. It moves it along at a pace and really clear. And I just hope that it turns more people onto Shakespeare, especially youngsters, will go, actually, it's not that difficult. I think there's some people seem to, I don't know, they think they've got some possession of Shakespeare and that it's only for them. And there's a lot of snobbery goes on, and actually it's for everybody. And Shakespeare wrote it for everybody, and I think we need to take it back.
It's as much for the groundlings as the people in the posh seats,
yeah,
wasn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely. It's like anything, you're being the people overreading to things. And at the end of the day, it was entertainment, and it was human stories, and it was for a populist audience. So, you know, they say more words per sentence, probably, you know what I mean? And it's a bit flowery in places, but it's beautiful. And there should be definitely more of it on mainstream television.
So what would you say? Don't tune into The X Factor. Don't watch Strictly. It's Shakespeare.
Well, don't tune into those. I'm not joking. Anywhere. Yeah, sit and watch because it's fun, and you know, and it's from the studios that make Doctor Who, so it's got something for everybody, and it really is. It's just magical.
Never harm, nor spell, nor charm come our lovely lady and I.
I just don't want people to think, oh, I'm never going to understand this and it's going to be brain ache. It's not. I've got this obsession, haven't we, you know, Game of Thrones and all these series, all this fantasy world. So that's all. Midsummer Night's Dream is just there first. If you like those shows, this is for you too.